Hey guys, welcome to Crypto Life 365. We are on day 24 already. I am reporting from the beautiful city of Toronto, which I go to almost every year just because it's kind of a cheap-ish imitation of Europe if you don't want to pay for a ticket. Typically, when we were working jobs, we only had two weeks of vacation time, and in America, we have Thanksgiving, which is usually on Thursday, and usually people get off work on Friday as well. So during the Thanksgiving holiday, we had 4 days off, and almost every Thanksgiving, we would drive up to Niagara Falls in Canada, it being a six-hour drive and a much cheaper vacation to a foreign country that's very European in its style and culture compared to flying overseas. So usually when we go to Toronto, it's been during winter time because Thanksgiving is in November. This time we actually decided to do it in spring to see all the gardens and all the greenery, as opposed to it being completely gray and frozen and wet and nasty. Still pretty, but just weather's not great. Here it's been freaking great. It's still pretty. I still love exploring the city. One of the few cities I like getting lost in and just wandering around and finding so many things to see and so many things to do. With regards to crypto, by the way, I mentioned that yesterday how I do crypto where I live off of it using services like Gift and eGifter and others. Just want to mention that I do not get paid by any sponsors, any services that I mention or talk about. There are ones that I personally use, have had a good experience with, and trust myself. One of the ones that is probably the most, one that I love the most actually, is called purse.io. That's actually the website, purse.io. So Purse lets me buy stuff from Amazon, and with regards to like, well, how do you buy stuff with Bitcoin? Pretty much everything that you might ever need, you can get from Amazon. Well, damn near close. What Purse does is it connects people who want to sell their Amazon gift cards or gift points with people who want to spend Bitcoin to buy stuff from Amazon. The way it works is you create an Amazon wish list. You submit that Amazon wish list to Purse after you create an account, and you deposit some Bitcoin as escrow. When somebody wants to fulfill your, somebody is willing to take fulfill your wish list and earn some Bitcoin from that. Just wandering around trying to figure out which way to go. So when somebody wants to fulfill your order, what they do is they order all the things on your wish list, and then as they get delivered to your front door, you check them off as delivered. And once all the items are delivered, the Bitcoin and escrow go to the person trying to buy them. Now, the nice thing about this, and the reason I use Purse so much, is because when you buy through Purse, you can set your own discount. And on average, my discounts have ranged from 10 to 15%. Yes, that's 10 to 15% off of everything you buy from Amazon. Oftentimes, free shipping as well, because people who actually buy this stuff for you usually have Amazon Prime accounts. Amazon Prime is a service that Amazon charges you on an annual basis to get your free two-day delivery. And the reason this works is because there are over $6 billion worth of unclaimed Amazon gift cards and gift points, which people don't know what to do with and don't know how to convert back to money. And in some cases, there are people who even can't, like people who live in China or India. They might be using Amazon's service called Mechanical Turk, which allows people to earn a little bit of money by doing some micro jobs. And those micro jobs that are done through Amazon service pay you in Amazon gift points, not money. And those people need money. So what they do is they use Purse to convert those gift cards back to Bitcoin. And they're willing to do that at a 15% discount because on the market out there, if you wanted to convert your Amazon points back to regular cash, typically you would actually get only about 75 cents to the dollar as opposed to 85 as you would get through purse. So it's a major benefit for them too. So anyway, that's three at least really useful services that let you live off of Bitcoin so far. You have Gift or eGifter. There's two different services there. You have the BitPay debit card, which my business partner actually says is still a bit of a difficulty to get because you need to go through AML KYC. You don't actually need to do any of this through Gift or Purse. In fact, for Gift, I just created an account specifically to use for them. And Purse, which basically lets you buy almost anything you want because that's what Amazon sells. And if it's available on Amazon, you can get it through Purse with a massive discount. Anyway, we are going to continue walking around, getting ourselves lost in Toronto as we kind of trek in a general direction of our hotel, not really caring where we're going as long as we get there eventually. Worst case scenario, we have maps and can get ourselves home, but I'm not too worried about this city. Also, this city is kind of like New York without being anywhere near stabby. It's actually really safe to walk around here at night. So, yeah, Toronto is definitely one of my one of the cities that are at the top of my favorite list. So, anyway, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow and see you.